7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we are joined in the studio by a very good friend of the show, Trish Stratus, everybody.
Yay.
Hello, Trish.
Hello.
You look buff again. You look all buff again. Jesus.
Yeah, look at those pipes, kid.
What are you doing? Are you working out again?
Well, I am. Actually, I just got back from, I was living in California, Northern California, and we were filming Tough Enough.
Yep.
And I literally, like, we worked out, I mean, I worked out with the kids every single day in the ring.
Yeah.
And did my yoga. And I created this new yoga. Did I type out my new yoga?
No.
Ooh.
New yoga.
New yoga.
Not the golf yoga.
No.
Okay. Even newer.
I continue to create. See, yoga is, like, a really great thing, and everyone loves it. But there's little things that are missing. Like, I found that, like, the toning wasn't happening. So I created this yoga where I can integrate, like, resistance training movements into my yoga movements.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this really cool Stratosphere yoga thing going on.
Oh.
And then you get really nice buff arms. So you get the lean yoga lines, but then you also get muscular and tone-defined and stuff, which is good.
So this is now, everybody, Trish Stratus, our guest, she owns a yoga studio up in Vaughan, right? And is that do you still do that?
I still do that.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Called Stratosphere.
Stratosphere. Yeah.
And can you explain to me what the hot yoga is? Because that looks like it. That looked like it'd be no fun.
Oh no, it's a lot of fun.
Is it a lot of fun? You know, my girlfriend's doing it right now, and she comes home, and it doesn't look like a lot of fun because
she's
pale. Like, it looks like it hurts.
Right, but see, there's something about hot yoga where you get completely, you walk out of there drained and lethargic, and you're sweaty, and you're like, oh my God, I worked hard, and you did, but the heat makes you think you worked harder than you did sometimes. So
really?
Why people love it.
See, once again, sounds like no fun.
Yeah.
Lethargic, tired, sweaty,
and
burnt, spent.
But you get the results.
Although you haven't mentioned the dude with the Speedo in front of you while his nards are sweating. And which happens, too.
That's what makes it a pleasurable class, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it depends what you're into, of course. That's, you know.
But the big news here is that, so you're doing Tough Enough, so you get to start working out again. Now are you wrestling again?
Well, currently I am, yes.
Wow.
It came out of nowhere, actually. Tough Enough was a show that they were finding the next WWE superstar.
Yeah.
So they asked me to be the female trainer. It's hosted by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Booker T, and Bill DeMott, who was on the last Tough Enough series. And we're training these kids, and we're finding the next WWE superstar. So they asked me last minute. I went out there, filmed the show, and then all of a sudden I was like, I mean, I'm literally out in California. They're like, hey, can you come on Raw this week? I'm like, well, I'm filming a show for you guys. Like, they don't really make that correlation. But I went there promoting the show.
Yeah.
And then shenanigans happened and hijinks as well.
What would those be? What are the shenanigans and hijinks?
Well, the shenanigans would consist of Snooki from the Jersey Shore and I teaming up for WrestleMania.
You're doing that this year?
Yeah. Like,
wow. What is that?
Next weekend.
With Snooki?
With Snooki, right? Yeah. We're pretty tight. We're going to be called the Brunette Mafia. That's what we're, if you want to refer to us as a group, we're the Brunette Mafia. Me and John Morrison is also my partner. So we're taking on Lay Cool, which you have no idea who.
Yes, I do.
You do?
No.
No. I was a little bit impressed. I was like, wow.
I sure do. Yeah.
So how's Snooki? You've met her, obviously. You've been working with her, training with her. How is she in person?
She's actually great.
Yeah?
Come on.
She's a great little
bundle
of joy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
I put her in my backpack and carry around.
Have you guys had some deep conversations?
No. We have not, actually.
Because we read her book, and she's full of deep conversations.
Yeah.
She can definitely write that way.
What do you guys think of Snooki?
I personally grossed out by her a bit, but you know what? I think that's her deal. You know, I think she's a Jersey Shore woman. Right?
Well, last night we were seen in a bar in Jersey, so we were throwing down Jersey style last night.
You guys were?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean? Did you get in a fight? Did you whore around a little bit? What happened?
No whoring. There was no whoring.
Okay.
It's a PG show. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But we were in Jersey and Lay Cool. These are our new nemesis.
They
came to find us in this bar in Jersey, and we showed them what's up. Basically.
Did you do your finishing move?
No, not in the bar. I only do that in the ring. That's unsafe, Dean.
Sorry, pardon me. So are you excited to start wrestling again? Are you excited to get back? Because you dropped it. Like, you were done. You were finished. You were out.
I was done. And then Tough Enough. Like, so I got back in the ring every single day. I mean, we were literally working with these kids, getting back in there. And it's fun because I kind of was like, when I started, I was like, you know, you guys, I haven't been in the ring for a while. I'm retired. But let me, I know the basics. I know the foundations. Let's get back into it. And then you just get into it, and it's totally in you. And suddenly I'm like, no, you do it like this. Bam, you drop your bows like this. and I got into it a little bit.
And did you? Or you enjoy it? Like, I, it feel nice to be doing it again?
It's one of those things. If you're a runner, you always love to run. Like, I guess it's in my blood, right? So, I love it and I enjoyed it. And then they asked me for this little opportunity to go and do WrestleMania. It's kind of like huge.
And when is WrestleMania this
year? WrestleMania is this Sunday.
And what? And where is it?
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. WrestleMania this Sunday in Atlanta. Is it at the Superdome?
The Georgia Dome?
Georgia Dome.
It is. Wow. Yeah. That's like, there's got to be 10,000. What is it, 80,000 people?
I think it's like 80,000.
Yeah,
huge.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, WrestleMania. I mean, and this, it's going to be a really big one. I mean, they got the Hall of Fame, Shawn Michaels being inducted in the Hall of Fame. So it's going to be a big one.
Now, wrestling again, you're a little bit older, still very young. And you say you're training kids. How old are these kids?
Oh, I know. I call them kids.
Yeah, like it amazes me. But they're not, I picture you like training like 8-year-olds in the ring there.
They're 10 to 14. No, they're not. They're like 20 years old, which, and I say kids. So you're right. I totally aged myself. Awesome. Yeah. But they're young, aspiring, you know, wrestlers, divas and wrestlers.
And is it harder on your body? Which, by the way, looks like it's in the best shape. It's all one and the same. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I sent you a picture.
Oh, yeah. You're on the cover of Oxy magazine. Is that correct?
Not Oxy.
What's it,
not
Oxygen?
For, like, Acne magazine or something. It's Oxygen magazine.
She's
Oxygen.
On the cover of Oxygen magazine. So you sent me, because you emailed me and said, hey, you know, can I come on the show and talk about WrestleMania? And then and then you said, oh, and here's a picture. And not every day do you get the cover girl for Oxygen magazine. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Sure. Let's see.
See? And so I open it up in front of my roommate and she's like, who's that? I go, just a friend of mine.
No one.
Just some girl I know.
Some chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Oxygen magazine.
And in stores on the 29th. It's in stores today, right?
Like,
oh, you're doing all your
29th?
Yoga poses.
Today's the 29th.
Yes. Yeah, see, there's my... it's funny because I just started talking to them about... I mean, they're a fitness magazine, and they were kind of like, yeah, the yoga thing's cool, but we kind of... Our girls are into weight training, and we like to... You know, we're fitness. So now that I'm integrating this, like, yoga and the weight training, they're kind of more interested in... Their readers are more interested in sort of finding out more about it.
It's you look terrific.
Yeah, women must hate you. Women must hate you. I mean, if you help them get in the shape that you're in, they love it.
I share my secrets.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a big Twitter person now.
Are you really
crazy on this?
Do you like this? Yeah. No, I tweeted last night.
Yes.
Because we were at this one for one benefit, and so we had to took it. And I thought, you know, this is a little bit gay to be taking pictures of myself with other guys and then putting it on like Twitter. But you know, it's amazing because the response you get for Twitter, people love it. It's like a real behind the scenes.
Do you have
thing.
Like a bajillion followers?
There's a few.
Let's hear how many.
Several thousand, but you know, it's but not like you. I mean, you've got probably hundreds of thousands.
No, I just got on this thing, and I went out and did Tough Enough, and Stone Cold Steve Austin was the host, and
is he a nice guy?
He's awesome.
He seems like he would be.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He seems like there's a real nice soft side to him.
You know what? This show is going to be amazing because he is so awesome in the show. Like, he does the elimination. Like, you know, like The Apprentice?
Yeah.
And when you see that, like, that boardroom scene, that's what our elimination looks like. And the guys who worked on they worked on The Contender. So they got that fight reality background. And they also worked on The Apprentice. And they just, it's lit well. It looks so professional. It's just really an awesome show.
Does Stone Cold wear a toupee like Trump and just brush it over? That would be cool.
He suggested that. He wouldn't go for it. So, I wore the toupee.
Oh, no, good. Player, you know? That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Trish Stratus, our guest. Can you stick around for a bit and talk with us? Coming up in just a second. Trish Stratus, everybody. WrestleMania this Sunday. Atlanta, Georgia. Is it pay-per-view? I think it's pay-per-view.
It's pay-per-view. But I probably might be around for Raw because it's in Georgia as well.
Oh, so you might be just sticking around.
I might just stick around for a little something.
I wonder if this is going to, like a second career. Now,
second
go around. I wonder if you're going to get right back into it.
Well,
as long as you're not like that old one. What was her name? Matilda or something?
The Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah, Moolah. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a good old name, though.
Don't do it at 90.
No. Just kind of. I'm turning it off right now. I'll catch you. I'm not a wicked witch of the West.
Trish Stratus, everybody. We'll chat a little bit more with her coming up in just a few minutes. Trish Stratus is here. She's getting back in the ring for WrestleMania with Snooki and some other guy. What's the other guy's name? Turn on your mic. Did you turn it on? Nice. Wrong one.
Hey, Meat, are you all right?
Meat even gets it from
Trish. No, I'm serious. You seem a bit off. Are you okay today?
I'm good.
It's every day for him.
Yeah, is that every day? Yeah. You seem kind of, I don't know.
Well, if you were born rectally, you'd have a bad day every day too.
This is true. Wow, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
More about that actually.
Trish Stratus is here. She's at WrestleMania this Sunday, and you're performing with who? You got Snooki and someone else you're fighting with?
John Morrison is on my team.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He does
some pretty crazy stuff in the ring. So.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Is he one of those Mucha Libras or whatever they call?
He's not a Mucha Libra.
What do they call those things again? A luchador?
Lucha Libra. A luchador.
Yeah.
Luchador. That was an accent, but not really.
That was a good one. I liked it.
No, he's not. But no. He does these crazy, like he's flipping and twisting and doing all these nutty things. So it's fun to watch.
And you're fighting against Layla Cool. Is that Lay Cool?
Wow, it sounds so wrong.
Am I saying it wrong?
Okay, so there's Layla.
Yeah.
And then there's Michelle McCool. Mm-hmm. And together, they're known as the team of Lay Cool.
That's a team.
Yeah, cool. As a team. Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler?
Yes. That's his real name.
Oh, Michelle McCool's got big boobs.
Dolph Ziggler's his real name?
Maybe. No. Dolph Ziggler.
You're fighting. Now, this whole thing with Snooki, is she training? Are you training her?
I've shown her a few moves. She has one down. Can I say bitch slap?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can.
Cool, because she's got that one down for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
You're not putting her on the top rope, though, and her doing, like, super flies or anything, are you?
You know, I had her do a move that I call the Air Canada, mm-hmm. and she did it pretty well. She was on Raw. She pulled it off. She did it. She used to be a cheerleader and she used to be a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's potential there.
So delicately said.
Yes.
Is it safe to say that is she going to be covering up? Is she going to be wearing some, like, because I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see.
No.
You don't want to see.
No. I'm cool with you wearing scantily clad mm-hmm. outfits. Maybe not Snooki. Mm-hmm.
I haven't really talked to her about our outfits, but we did. We are
getting matching outfits.
The Brunette Mafia,
yeah.
is what we're calling ourselves.
Okay,
the Brunette Mafia.
Wow,
I don't even know.
Why?
That's what the kids are calling us. But it's kind of cool because we're kind of going to get all gangsta. On
are you really?
Everybody, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see it, and I'm very thankful you came in. Thank you so much.
You're watching the fun.
I'm watching a little bit of us of what's her Snooki.
You should see the Snooki.
It's
right
hilarious,
there.
Dude.
It's pretty awesome.
She's headbanging. She's banging some chick's head.
You gotta watch that.
Is that the Air Canada move?
You know, this moment right here that watch we're it. Having does nothing for your
boom.
Listeners.
No, we're describing. She
you realize this.
She pounds on another girl.
Is that Snooki on top of
everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to YouTube and check out what we're looking at. We're kicking butt. Yes.
Oh, that's you, Trish.
That's me. I know people
you're
look
faster than ever.
They still look for the blonde in the ring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who's that Brent? Oh, that's Trish Stratus. Yeah.
You know, nothing quite prepares you
to see a really hot chick beating the crap out of another really hot chick.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, I'm excited to see it, and thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
Trish Stratus, everybody.
Yeah.
WrestleMania, Atlanta, Georgia,
that's
this
huge.
Weekend with Snooki. We will watch it, and we will be proud of you yet again. And you
follow
can
follow my Twitter,
yes.
and you can see some live pictures and some fun stuff from
are you
going to
be posting behind the scenes at WrestleMania on Twitter? What's your Twitter account?
It's Trish Stratus com, com.
I just put it on our Dean Lundell Show one.
Oh, did you? Okay, great. Yeah, awesome. Trish Stratus com. Check it out. Also, your website.
It's TrishStratus.com.
TrishStratus.com. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Can you age ever? Can you just do us a favor?
No, just keep doing yoga and basically. Yeah.
So
join
beautiful.
Me one of these days, please, you guys. Please.
Yeah, I promised I almost came once.
Yeah, I know.
I canceled.
I know. You totally did.
Sorry.
And you know, you swear you can fix my back, so I should go.
Because
you're wrestling again and you had back
later.
Issues. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I got your back.
That's nice, eh?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Have you heard about the new yoga they do? Sorry, where they get high before they do it?
No.
Have you heard of this one?
No, maybe that's
dude.
Not good
yeah,
person.
I'll lead that class.
Yeah, what? Eating
you
chips?
You should come. You should come in because it'll elevate your mood.
Yeah, he's not in a bad mood. He's just an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
He's even too stupid to bend over.
Oh, we have yoga for idiots. Do you know? We have that. That would be
really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Dude, last week you forgot how to sit down.
Oh, honey. That's too bad. There's something called chair pose, and then I'll teach it to you.
Do you know chair pose?
Yep. Crazy.
Trish. You look great. Great to see you. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks, guys.